They called him Mariachi because he used to carry this guitar.
A guitar?
Believe me, he really knew how to play it, too.
September brings back the guitar-strumming gunslinger that writer-director Robert Rodriguez introduced a decade ago in his first film, El Mariachi. He brought him back for Desperado in 1995 and now completes the story with Once Upon a Time in Mexico, coming out on the heels of his summer season hit, also a third film of a series, Spy Kids 3D.
There was something just very fun about these movies. They're fun to make and they're fun to watch. And I wouldn't have done it again if I thought I was just repeating what we'd done. I mean, it really felt like it was going to be a fun experience and different.
Antonio Banderas and Salma Hayek reprise their Desperado characters in the action fantasy that also features Johnny Depp and Willem Dafoe. Big city advertising executive Cuba Gooding Jr. finds love and redemption when he reluctantly returns to his small town roots in The Fighting Temptations.
For my only surviving relative, on the condition that Darren gets the choir accepted into the annual gospel competition.
I'm not leading some small town choir.
$150,000.
I was just kidding about that small town stuff.
Musical beauty Beyoncé Knowles co-stars in a role very different from the comic action character she played in last year's Austin Powers in Goldmember.
I told my agent the next movie I don't want to have on makeup. I want to just be regular and I want to have real issues. I don't want to be, you know, goody two-shoes perfect or whatever. I want to have problems that like everyone else and like every woman. So she gave me the script and it just seemed great, and I wasn't the star, so I was able to not have so much pressure on myself, and I was able to grow.
There's another kind of redemption in Secondhand Lions, with timid teenager Haley Joel Osment coming of age thanks to his slightly off-kilter uncles, played by Oscar winners Robert Duvall and Michael Caine.
I liked it very much, and one of the reasons I liked it, apart from anything else, is something absolutely different from anything I've ever done. And it's so positive. I mean, I've done a lot of tough pictures, a lot of complicated pictures, and this is just very honest and positive.
You sleep up there. We don't know nothing about kids.
If we kick off in the middle of the night, you're on your own.
In October, Oscar winner Denzel Washington plays a small-town Florida cop whose romantic entanglements spiral into a film noir nightmare in the mystery Out of Time.
Why don't you tell me what happened?
He came toward me.
Like this?
Sanaa Lathan and Ava Mendez co-star. The Coen brothers bring their slyly twisted humor to romance with intolerable cruelty. George Clooney plays a high-profile divorce lawyer who falls in love with a client's wife, played by sultry Oscar winner Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I assume you're a carnival.
Come, Mr. Massey. You have no idea.
Writer-director Quentin Tarantino is back, trying to recapture his Pulp Fiction spark with an edgy story of martial arts assassins on a mission to kill Bill.
You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you? You know, for a second there? Yeah. I kind of did.
Uma Thurman stars in Kill Bill Volume 1. Tarantino split his film in half, and Volume 2 comes out next year. The Motion Picture Academy has moved the Oscars a month earlier, and so this year's serious contenders start to arrive by mid-October. Director Clint Eastwood tackles the controversial topic of abused children in Mystic River. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer abandons his trademark pyrotechnics for the drama Veronica Guerin, with Cate Blanchett in the true story of an Irish journalist murdered by a drug baron.
He wants this to end before things get any worse.
How can it get any worse?
Things can always get worse, Veronica.
Angelina Jolie trades her Tomb Raider gymnastics for the rugged life of a relief worker trying to help refugees against a backdrop of war and disaster in Beyond Borders.
And very fortunate as an actress and as a person, I'm able to do the different sides of myself. Beyond Borders is, I think, probably, if there was ever a film that said something I believed in and a film I'm proud of, it's this one. And something I think that is really appropriate for today, and I hope people do see it.
November brings the final chapter of The Matrix Revolutions. And there's swashbuckling adventure on the high seas with Russell Crowe in Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World.
Follow! And for the prize! Let's fly!
For fans, family fair, Disney, which had a summertime hit with Pirates of the Caribbean, now turns another of its theme park rides into a movie. Eddie Murphy stars in The Haunted Mansion.
Honey, you know they have dead people in the backyard.
And Universal, which hit box office gold a couple of years ago with The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, brings another Dr. Seuss character to the big screen.
Let's get this party started.
That's Mike Myers behind all that makeup as Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat, wrapping up the fall movie season around the Thanksgiving holiday at the end of November. This is Alan Silverman in Hollywood.